Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Kim?
Can I speak to her, can I help you?
Hello, Kim?
Yes?
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you. The phone is very low. Did you get my text message I sent you just a couple of minutes ago regarding the requirements that were still missing? You didn't get the message?
Hold on, I'm checking.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can barely hear you.
I sent you that the day that we spoke, the ID, the two IDs. I emailed it to you.
Yes, I got the ID. The thing is that the ID is expired, and I see that you submitted an
but I sent you the one. I sent you the letter that.
Right, I got the letter. But the letter states that you cannot use the interim ID as the ID purposes.
Oh, well, then I have to wait till my ID comes because they mail it to you.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat, Kim? I couldn't hear you.
They mail you your ID, so I have to wait till it comes. I did it
online.
Yes,
I saw. Do you happen to have, like, a U.S. passport?
Yes.
Is it up to date?
Yes.
You can send me that as your ID.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, all right, perfect. And let me see, I also sent you your residency proof. Do you have maybe like a bank statement? But it has to be from Pennsylvania. So your name has to be on it, your Pennsylvania address, and it has to be from the date of 2023 or older.
Can I say that again?
It has to be it could be like a bank statement, a bill. It could be like any sort of letter. I just need to see your name on it. It has to have a Pennsylvania address, and it has to be from 2023 or older.
Maybe a tax paper?
Yeah, that would work, like a
W-2. Yeah, I have to find it.
Yeah, or even a pay statement.
Okay.
All right, and then your TV test. Did you get that done already?
No, I didn't. I didn't get a TV test. I'm going to call and see if I can get in to the doctor. They had people to call me back because the appointment is booked up. We just can't walk in no more.
Oh,
so she was calling me back with appointment earlier. I told her, but she didn't call back, so I guess she didn't find anyone. She put me on an open list, so I called back and see what I can do.
Okay, but you got it done. It's just a matter of getting the result, or you have to get the TB test done?
I didn't go in.
Oh, I see.
So I did a comprehensive blood test maybe about 2 weeks ago. I don't know if I had TB or whatever, it would be on there.
Did you do it with, like, a LabCorp?
Yeah, I went to my doctor about 2 weeks ago, and I did a But I didn't do. I don't know if the TB test is included in that. I did a comprehensive blood test, like you checked everything. I don't know.
I don't know. You would have to speak to the doctor to see if they did that. But it's not like a normal routine test. Like if you need a normal blood work for your doctor, like for a physical, that wouldn't be included in it.
That would or wouldn't?
It would not.
Okay. So let me. Yeah. Well, that's the idea.
I texted you also, like, would you want to go to, like, a CVS or, like, another urgent clinic to get your TB test done?
That's fine. It doesn't matter. I go wherever.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
I said I'll go wherever.
So why don't you try going to, like, the closest CVS to the Minute Clinic? Call them ahead of time just to make sure that they have the TB test in stock, and then you can just walk in. You don't have to make an appointment.
Okay.
You would have to go then 2 days later to get the results read, but as long as you at least go in, get it done, and then go back 2 days later to get the results.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think that you can go today to get that test done?
Okay, I'm going to try because my car that I have is in the shop right now. I got to call it and see. CVS is maybe 5 blocks, and I'm not walking. I'm not walking myself. So I'll see, and then, I don't know, I'll try. I'll see if I can get some medication.
All right, and then the competency test is the last link that I sent you. So that one, you just try your best on it. You don't have to get a perfect score. As long as it's submitted, if there's anything that we need to edit on our end, then I can do that, but the test needs to be submitted.
Okay. So my TV test, the passport, and the proof of residency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so your passport, your proof of residency, your TB test, and the competency test, which is like the acknowledgement test.
Okay, let me get things first. Okay.
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 All right, perfect.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Kim. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.